Welcome.
Owen Brooks
on HFM.
You're listening to the Movie and Musical Show on Harbour FM.
Now, you know me, I like my theatre, I like my music events. Well, even better if a music event is being used for charitable purposes. And we're talking about one of those such events this evening. And I've been joined in the studio by Jane and by Kathy. Good evening to you both.
Good evening, Owen.
Thank you for joining me and coming in to talk about what you've got coming up. But before we talk about the event itself and what it's all about, just introduce yourselves to our listeners and tell them a little bit about you. So start with yourself.
Oh, good evening. My name's Kathy. I play sax with Phoenix Saxophone Orchestra. I'm also a member of the St Hugh's Church congregation, so I'll be talking about that particularly today.
Okay. Hi, my name's Jane, and I'm also a member of the Phoenix Saxophone Orchestra, and I play the alto and the soprano, not at the same time, obviously.
So talking about the Saxophone Orchestra, tell us a little bit about the organisation first. Sort of who's in it and what it's all about.
Well, we actually started out in January 2020 and we'd had about two rehearsals when we went into lockdown. So it was quite a challenging first year for us. We've got about 15 to 16 members, and between us we play seven different types of saxophone. Most people will know the alto sax, which is Baker Street, and the tenor sax, which is the Pink Panther. But there's actually a whole range of different sizes of saxophone, right from the soprano and the sopranino, which actually is the smallest one, is as small as a recorder, right down to the contrabass sax, which actually sounds like a tuba. So when you get all these different timbres of saxophone together, it can almost sound like a symphony orchestra. It really is something to behold.
Now, we've obviously worked together. We've collaborated before. I did a show a couple of Christmases ago where I asked community groups to sort of contribute, and the Phoenix Orchestra was one of those.
We did. We sent in a recording of Gaudete, which is probably best known being recorded by... Is it Steel Eye Span, I think, in the 70s? And that was actually something that we recorded while we were in lockdown. So we're all individually in our kitchens and bedrooms recording our own part. And then it was spliced together electronically. But I think, you know, we really found different ways to make music during lockdown, some of which I think we're actually still using today. Yeah, so it really kept us together and gave us something to focus on, you know, while we couldn't meet in person.
Thank you, Jane. We'll have a bit more chat about that in a moment. Now, I used to live in Market Harbour when I was younger, moved away and moved back again. So I can remember St Hugh's being here for all that time. Tell us a little bit about the St Hugh's Church.
Well, local history buffs may well be familiar with this already, but the church was actually one of only two churches to be built during World War II. And with St Nicholas in Little Bowden, the two churches make up the parish of the Transfiguration. So previously, the land was acquired in the 1890s to build a mission room, which is now the church hall, which is still in use, to serve the rapidly expanding community south of the river. But this very quickly became too small. And so in 1895, a temporary church was built made of corrugated iron and referred to affectionately as the Tin Tabernacle. But it was never really intended as a long-term solution. I mean, it offered very little in the way of physical comfort. Very cold in the winter, stifling hot in the summer, and rather cramped. And so the present building was eventually consecrated in 1940.
Wow.
And I think at that time they had an equal task to the one we've got coming up in the next few years of a massive amount of fundraising for that to be... for that dream to be realised. But apparently still some people refer to St Hugh's as the Iron Church, which I rather like, because it does make it sound really strong, like it's going to stand there for a long time.
Now, you've already hinted at it, and I know that Nick in our news team has done a report on it recently, but the reason partly for the event that we've got coming up between yourselves is because there's going to be changes going on at St Hugh's.
Oh, massive changes, yes. I mean, it's quite a vision for the future. The project is to sell the church hall and use the funds to begin the reordering of St Hugh, so providing a really useful, fully functional, modernised church and a community space. So everything will be improved. The entrances, the toilets will be accessible for everybody. The kitchen facilities will be up to date. And the idea is that the church, which is already a fairly lofty sort of space, can be divided down the middle, so there'll be a designated worship area, and at the other side, the other half, will be given over to community activities, regular rehearsals or other groups that might want to use the church. But the division in the middle can be moved away so that the whole church can be used as one open space as well, yes. But it's going to require a lot of money. So the idea was that the Signet group, which was set up just before I joined, which was about, well, in fact, I joined Phoenix Orchestra and St Hugh's Church around about the same time, about 18 months ago. Not on exactly the same day, because both get together on a Sunday.
So. Ah, of course.
But yes, so I mean, it seemed like the obvious solution to me, or a perfectly really logical idea, to bring the two groups together. Phoenix wants to play anywhere and everywhere to as many people as possible, and the church really wants to get people in using the church and raising money at the same time. So this group Signet came together to start fundraising with at least a monthly event. And named Signet because the symbol of the emblem of St Hugh was a swan. He was apparently followed everywhere by a swan. And Signet's obviously a baby swan. The idea is that we start small and this project will grow and mature
and get
fully
to the
formed
end result,
swan.
Hopefully,
yes,
yeah.
Yes, when we've got all the money in.
So,
yes.
Jane, Kathy started to tell us about the event. How did it come about and why did you feel you wanted to be involved in what is one of a number of fundraising events?
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, our first performance season, our first full performance season was only last year. We're obviously a very young group, so we're really gauging, you know, interest in the orchestra. We're looking at different places to play. Last year we performed at a number of bandstands around Northamptonshire and Leicestershire, but this will be our first concert that we've actually put on ourselves, that we've funded ourselves, that we've promoted ourselves. And I think we felt that it was almost strength in numbers. We're not charging to perform. The church isn't charging us to play. It meant that the risk of putting the concert on was minimised, and so that we could really then focus on, you know, actually getting our audience in and sort of to see whether or how much interest we could gauge really from the local community in a concert like this. And we're delighted to say that our tickets have been selling like hotcakes, haven't they? You know, we are virtually sold out. There are a few left, but you know, we've been really, really pleased with the response so far.
Hopefully we can sell the last few through.
Absolutely.
What you're saying this evening.
So
how is it working out? Because obviously you're in both camps, aren't you? But how is the collaboration? Does it appear to be working well? And is it something that might happen again?
Well, so far, so good. I mean, the fact that the ticket sales are going so well, especially this week, my goodness, they're just flying out the door. But, yeah, I mean, this was our first concert as a fundraising event with the Signet Group. Previously, before COVID, I wasn't around, so I'm not sure what events they had at the church. But this is really encouraging. We have another one planned in September. I think it's going to go ahead. I think we have a date for that now. With another local group, the Mosaic Octet. So anybody coming to the concert on Saturday may well be interested to know of further events like that, yes.
So in terms of the event on Saturday, we don't want to give too much away. We want people to get the surprise of the night. But what can they expect? What's going to be happening?
Well, they can expect an hour and a half's music from a nationally recognised saxophone orchestra and a wide variety of music. Perhaps some genres that people may not expect the saxophone to play. I think everyone's familiar with the saxophone in jazz and big band music. But we'll also be playing, as well as that, some classical pieces, some pop numbers and some folk tunes. Some things to make you laugh, some things to make you cry. And I think people will be very impressed with the wide range of music and actually the different sentiment that the saxophone can deliver and embrace, which is actually one of the things that we set out to do when we set the orchestra in motion.
So, of course, music is going to be the main thing. Is there anything else going to be going on the night? Refreshments, that sort of thing?
Oh, yes. I mean, one thing about, well, in my experience, most churches, but certainly at St Hugh's, hospitality is a big deal. But we've always prided ourselves on being a friendly, welcoming church community. And yes, there'll be, well, there's a glass of wine or a soft drink for every ticket holder. And there will be more drinks on sale in the interval as well, if you've finished your wine by the time the interval comes around. yeah, I mean, it all helps with the fundraising. Yes.
And what else is planned? Obviously, this is, as you say, it's going to take a lot of money to do the work. What else is planned in the future?
For the church
future? Yes,
well, yeah. I've already outlined a little bit about the project.
Have you got other events coming up to raise money for the project?
So the next one after the concert will be the church coffee morning in the theatre in Market Harbour. Okay. Residents locally will know that fundraising groups often use the theatre space on a Saturday morning to raise funds for themselves. So this is our second one. We had one back in the autumn, November, I think it was, and this will be our second one. It was really well supported, so I hope people will turn out and support us again. In June, we have the Transfiguration Summer Fair. Yep. Then I think there's a cream tea planned around about the sort of tennis time in July. then we have a sort of homegrown concert in August. We did one last year and hoping to repeat that. Homegrown talent, as in from the parish.
Right.
That will be a free event, but we'll be selling drinks and donations are welcome.
And what about the future of the Phoenix Orchestra?
Yeah, well, we've actually got a packed agenda coming up for the rest of the year. On the 20th of May, we'll be performing at St Andrew's Church in Leicester Forest East. And it's a concert that we'll be putting on very much on the same model as we're doing at St Hugh's. Then in June, we're actually going on tour to Aberdeenshire. One of the things that we did during lockdown was to record a version of Entry of the Gladiators by Julius Fuchik, which people would recognise as the music that the clowns come into on the circus. And we were actually nominated for a Royal Philharmonic Society Innovation Award, which is national recognition out of thousands and thousands of groups across the country, which we're absolutely delighted with. But of course, we're 800 miles away when we did those recordings, but we're actually going to see those miles melt away, and we're heading up to Aberdeenshire. We're going to be playing live with the Aberdeenshire Saxophone Orchestra. We've got two concerts lined up with them that we're doing joint concerts, and then a couple of pop-up concerts in some of the beautiful parts of Aberdeenshire as well. And then we've also got a number of bandstand gigs lined up for the summer. And we're really excited in August to have been invited to go and play at the Southwell or Southall Music Festival. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's my pronunciation. The Southall Music Festival, which is we're really, really excited to be playing in the Bishop's Garden, which is actually our performance is going to be followed by one of the Canny Masons on piano. So we really are rubbing shoulders with some of the greats. I would say that all of our events are up on our website, which is phoenixsax.org.uk. If people go on there, they can find out all about us and also sign up to our email list if they'd like to be kept up to date with performances and what we have going on.
So that's how you find out more about Courtly Orchestra. If people want to find out more about the church and what the church is doing, is there ways of doing that?
Absolutely. There's a really good website, www.tarborough-anglican.org.uk. That will give you all information you need to find about the Parish of the Transfiguration, so the two churches, St Hugh's and St Nick's, all the services on there. There's also a Facebook page, the Parish of St Nicholas and St Hugh Little Bowden. There are ways to sort of get in there and people you can contact their details too. So, yeah, very easy to find out more.
So I think the only thing left to explain to people is if they're listening to this and thinking, yeah, I want to go along to that, I want to be a part of it, I want to support it, tell us where, when, how much, how they can get older tickets.
Well, so if there are any tickets left before the concert, you can grab the last one or two you can email transfig@harborough-anglican.org.uk. I'll say that again, transfig@harborough-anglican.org.uk. Or you can telephone me, which is 07746 782 027, and I can put you on the list for a ticket. They are £10 for adults, £5 for 16s and under. Doors will be open at 7 o'clock for the concert to open at 7:30, And yes, just to confirm the date, Saturday the 18th of March. And St Hugh's Church is on the corner of Granville Street and Northampton Road.
Now, I know it's not the best parking there because it's obviously the Northampton Road, but
there's a few spaces near the church. Well, they'll be taken up by
the orchestra, and,
the orchestra
yeah, yeah.
and anybody who needs anybody with mobility issues yeah. who might need a space. Probably the nearest car park is the Little Bowden Recreation Ground car park, which I believe is free. Yeah. That's only a 5-minute walk, or Market Hall car park.
And just walk up the road.
Less than a 10-minute walk. Yeah.
Fantastic. Well, thank you to you both for coming in. It sounds like it's going to be a great night. I can't get along myself. I've already got another commitment on the same night, but I hope it is a success and the start of perhaps another collaboration between you both again in the future.
Oh, I hope so.
Yeah, yeah. Absolutely.
And
yeah. I think probably as a final mention is all the information you need is on the Phoenix Saxophone Orchestra's website. So phoenixsax.org.uk. People haven't had a pen to write down the email address. If you go to phoenixsax.org.uk, you'll see the event advertised very clearly there, and you can click on the link and they give you all the information that you need to know.
And it's also on the events page at harbourfm.co.uk. There's a big copy of the poster on there as well. So to Cathy and to Jane, thank you very much for joining me in the studio, and I wish you all the success for the event.
Thank you for having us. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you, Owen. HFM.